Hello, this 5 minutes to Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 215. 215. 215. And you know, we've been personalizing Psalm 91. By this time, Psalm 91, verse 10, what does it say concerning you? There shall no evil, no evil, no evil. No evil. Is it evil? No evil befall me. No evil. No evil. No. Is it evil? No. No to you. No evil. Hallelujah. So, Sennacherib, the aggressor, had attacked King Hezekiah. Was coming, threatened that he was coming to attack. And now God says to him in 2 Kings 19:34. I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. So how did God defend them? We ought to learn something from it, isn't it? Okay. So verse 35, that is 2 Kings 19:35. What happened? You see, what happened? So, verse 35, listen to what it says. And it came to pass that night. It is coming to pass for you too. God has never failed anybody. I say God has never failed anybody. And you are not the one that God is going to use as an example of failure. You're going to be the precedent. No way, no way, no way, no, no way. There is no precedence for you to become that. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out. Hey, I see an angel moving on somebody's behalf. Somebody who is hearing me, an angel is moving on your behalf. Hey. Somebody who is hearing me, an angel is moving on your behalf. Somebody who is hearing me, an angel is moving on your behalf. Somebody who is hearing me, an angel is moving on your behalf. Somebody who is hearing me, an angel is moving on your behalf. Angels are real. And angels are with us, because the same Psalm 91, we'll come to that. He says he will give his angels charge over you. You have the angels charged, they've been charged with you. You are their charge, you are their concern. An angel of the Lord is with me here as I speak to you right now. And so, you too, your angel is with you. Or you are the type that says, if I do not see it, how can I believe it? I can't see it. How can I believe it? No. Perhaps in the physical world, seeing is believing. But in Christianity, believing is seeing. We believe it and then we see it. We believe it and then we see the manifestation of what we believe. But if you are doing, I want to see before I believe, then you cannot partake of anything in Christianity. You cannot. What did Jesus say to Thomas when he came to him? And Thomas, Jesus is risen. He said, unless I can, I see him and I run my hand through the nails and then on the side and feel him before I will believe. When Jesus came, Thomas began to say, my Lord and my God. Jesus said, shut up. Shut up, Thomas. He said, because you see me now, you believe. Because you are seeing me. Touch me. Hold me and see. Touch the nails. Look at it. How can it be that your master, your Lord must say this before? He said it, that I will die. And I'll rise again. Why didn't you believe when he said it? The integrity of God's word, that he said it and he'll do it. That he said it, and since God has said it, he said, the thing that has gone out of my lips, I can never, never break it. He will never, never break his word that has gone out of his lips. So, do you know what Jesus said to Thomas? He said, blessed is he who has not seen and yet believes. It is blessed. It's a big blessing. You are blessed when you've not seen it, but you believe it. So I've not seen it, but because his word says, and what does the word say? It's an angel of the Lord went out. If an angel worked for Hezekiah, then an angel is working for me. That's all. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.